thank you. Thank you for a very robust discussion. I definitely would like to talk with you. May I buy you a drink after this meeting? Thank you. Listen, you all, we've had a wonderful day together here. I just want to bring 5 points of view to focus and surface level so that we can kind of tie this up and then talk about next steps. The first thing that I'd like to observe here is that what we've done today is celebrate SSA's experience and tradition of cutting edge and forward thinking in the area of contemporary social work practice. We've talked very clearly about a number of different practice models that have their roots and traditions through SSA, but they are some of the leading approaches used in the profession, and we have the work of the faculty here to thank for actually establishing the kind of trajectory that we all will continue to build upon and follow in these years to come. A few more things come to mind. When you think about what we did today, what really pulls all this together is the notion that SSA is a leader in facilitating learning from applying science and other knowledge to problem solving. We've done a terrific job of looking over a number of different practice models and approaches that trace back to either empirically supported treatments or evidence-based practice. I say that with a smile because I slipped and called it evidence-supported interventions. I don't know why I made that up. Please ignore that. A few more things. There's been a diversity in the way we talk about training people to use evidence-based practice, and I learned a great deal today from Jennifer and Stan in particular around how to do this from a team perspective rather than the individual perspective that I've been using with my undergraduate students. I think I'm frustrating them, and I need to perhaps think of other ways to actually establish more supports for them, because this is, again, a very highly technically oriented approach to practice, and they haven't had basic research and statistics training. So some of the things that I have been doing, I need to lighten up a little bit. So thank you for the lesson learned. Just a few challenges. One, as social workers, we're challenged to recognize and to sustain the distinctive way in which we deliver and use evidence-based practice in social work from other allied professions such as nursing and other parts of medicine. We quite frankly have client empowerment as a major distinctive quality as opposed to the approaches that they use in medicine and nursing that's really driven solely by the practitioner. The last challenge, and it's one that's actually fundamental to why we're here, is that, you know, given all we've learned and what barriers and challenges that are before us with respect to evidence-based practice or empirically supported interventions, it becomes important for SSA to look at itself and ask the question, how will it continue as a contrarian leader and as a beacon for other agencies and other schools to follow its lessons with respect to being a learning organization. I put that out because Stan actually stimulated some of this discussion, and others have talked about the need to actually continue to improve upon our knowledge base through the work we do through research and using other forms of knowledge. So I just put that before you, that as a leader and as a school with very strong scholarly traditions, we need to look at SSA as a place that will continue to provide leadership and guidance to help us address some of the tensions and challenges that we've uncovered today. And I just wanted to thank you for your participation. And I'm going to end my comments at this point. Thank you very much.